Hey, we are back, and we are back to being on location for the first time in forever.
Hey. It has been a long time.
We were talking, I think it was a year ago almost. Probably about 10 months. Maybe whiskey school, maybe?
I gotta be honest. Kids ruin everything.
They do. They do. Kids and sports. Melissa Jane, the flop, is not sitting in on us right now because she's going to play drink server back and forth here at the Beer Sauce. But
that's so sexy.
That does leave directly across from me right now, who I can barely hear, and I only have one set of working headphones today. That would be the Silver Badger.
Hey, Bender, I tied you. I also had an episode which was so bad it couldn't be released.
Really?
I did not release the last episode. Yeah,
I thought I was missing one. Is that the Shannon one?
Yes. It wasn't. It was not solid. There was a lot of over-talking and a lot of not smooth lines through conversations. But hey, forget that episode because it never happened. The guy to my right, Caddy Wampus, would be no gimmicks needed, Jonathan Bender.
Jonathan.
Today.
Just John. Hello.
Today. I mean, we got to spice you up a little bit.
Just John.
I mean,
bro.
You can't get by on your good looks and great hair alone.
Yes, you can.
And speaking of spice, we're here at the Beer Sauce Shop with some Bloody Marys today.
Yeah, we're here for,
it's called Segway, kids.
I think this is the second annual appetizer cook-off for the Super Bowl weekend, and I think that's the first time they added the Bloody Mary bar to it.
That's a good call.
I'll tell you this real quick. I'll run down. There is five Bloody Marys to sample on the menu. It would be Spooky Friendly, which is a medium, and these are the brands. The Spooky Dill Pickle, and I believe Spooky is the name of the company that makes the I see it on the top shelf over there.
Okay.
Spooky Sriracha. Spooky Horseradish, and then we have Five Gin Sweet and Spicy, which is also a mild. No, nothing on here says hot. I need hot.
No.
Here's what I require
sriracha
out of my women
pretty hot.
And my Bloody Marys. Hot. That's what I require.
There's a little pepper on this one with the sriracha. It's also gluten-free.
Oh, that's good. Thank God.
Is it trend over?
I don't know.
It's got to be ending, right?
Hashtag no. Gluten-free.
We're still in the middle of it, I think.
Did Me Too replace the gluten-free movement?
Oh, geez.
Is that what happened?
Oh, hey, let's not get down those tracks. That's how we get episodes
in a row that we don't air.
As you listen to this, though, you will probably be listening to this after the Super Bowl. So most of the stuff you're going to hear us talk about, you're already going to know whether our predictions, our comments, or anything were wrong. But we just thought, you and I, Tom, a couple of weeks back, maybe even a month back at this point, we came up with the idea of coming up with the greatest pop culture team. We're going to do it for baseball, and I think baseball is going to be a little easier because I think we can do all nine positions.
Probably, yeah.
But on football, I just kind of rounded it down to the six-pack.
Does it shock anyone that I didn't know there was nine positions in baseball?
I don't know. Did I steal your beer? I may have stealed the flop's beer.
It's right here.
So,
yours is here.
Oh, hey, that was better. I got my beer just increased. That was nice. So what we did is we came up with, and we're going to jump into it now. We'll probably take a break to do some sampling, and then we'll come back and then talk about the rest of what we're tried and stuff today.
Sounds good.
So let's jump right in. Oh, and I believe Tommy brought a quiz.
I did.
So let's just jump right in. I told you guys to come up with a head coach, a defense, a wide receiver, a running back, a quarterback, and a team. Now, every good team has to start with great leadership, and that leadership is the head coach. So, Tom, I'm going to let you tell me who your favorite pop culture head coach is in football history.
Well, this should be no shock to the people who listen to me since episode 20 or 2 or whenever I debuted, but one of my favorite TV shows of all time is Friday Night Lights, and the coach, Eric Taylor, is fantastic.
I kind of figured we'd have a Friday Night dominated list from you.
I try to keep it one per show slash movie.
Yeah, you didn't try to go but too heavy on it?
I believe, God, I can't think of his name right now. Kyle Chandler won an Emmy this final season for his portrayal of Eric Taylor.
I'm gonna have to give that show a chance.
It's so good. And
you think it holds up still?
Yes, it's really fantastic.
Okay. I need to give it a chance. I think it's on Amazon Prime now.
Yeah, yeah. I've watched it twice all the way through. It's fantastic.
People that know us know we do this a lot. I'll segue off. I'm not going to stay on it. We started The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Unbelievably good.
Okay, I'll have to give it a shot then.
She deserved the Emmy for that she got, or the Golden Globe for that. She's unbelievable in it.
Yeah, I think that's a show that the wife and I have been looking for something to watch.
Our football topic here, not to go down the 1950s women's comedy movement, but when I...
Oh, okay. Nice. Bud Vilmer, not on my list, but let's find out who's on John's list.
I took a different approach, similar, but a little Danny O'Shea from Little Giants.
No, nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like him. I like the underdog story.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie. The Icebox.
Yep.
He's a smart player. You know, he knows how to get
Is he a smart player or coach?
Coach, I mean. Yeah. He's a smart coach who knows how to get his players to give 110%.
He would have dominated that, even the kids.
Yeah, now the Icebox now has a filled box because she's doing softcore porn.
What?
Is she still doing it?
I don't know.
She's pretty good looking.
She did.
I didn't know. I don't even know what she looks like as a grown-up. I'll have to look her
she's
up.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I myself went for a person that overcame not just putting a team on the field, but racial upheaval.
Oh.
And that went with Herman Boone, the only guy that could have taken that situation he was giving and remember the Titans and created the perfect team.
But see, I think he would have gotten smoked in a game against Eric Taylor because he only ran four plays.
Yeah, well, he did only run a play. But when you have the perfect defense that he had, you know, it just great movie.
Yeah, when you have Hayden Panettiere as your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
That helps.
That's right. Yeah, but I loved it. I did have some honorable mentions, but I forgot what my honorable mention and coach was. But that's okay.
My honorable mention coach was Tony D'Amato from Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday. Nice. That might have been mine, too. Either that or Henry Winkler.
Mostly because I just want
nice.
Henry
I just
Winkler.
Want Al Pacino to yell at me one time.
Because Henry Winkler was a offensive genius on a sketch, on just a five-ruled line notebook.
Well, my honorable mention was Bud Vilmer because he did win 23 district titles.
He did, in a row.
Yeah.
In a row.
No Burt Reynolds out of this, huh?
No. Yeah, well, he was a player coach. Doesn't count. So, hey, let's go. But we already got our leader, our head coach. But the rock of any great team is the team defense. So, Tommy, who's your best defense?
Well, I think the best defense has to be the 1991 Texas State Armadillos.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Because they only had 17 scholarship players, and so they had to do a lot of Iron Man playing both sides of the ball.
They had a ninja on their team, too, a samurai.
They did,
who
yeah.
beat up everybody.
Plus, they had
necessary roughness.
Okay.
Scott Bakula project, which
and they had a Sinbad, I believe, played on both the offensive and
that's
defensive
right.
line,
and he, because he had 1 year of eligibility left due to an injury from when he was in his prime as a younger player.
Yes.
What do you got?
Deep cut here. 1994's Midwest Monsters from the Mutant Football League.
Oh,
cartoon.
It's a pretty solid and a very good and collectible Sega Genesis game.
Yeah, it's a great game. It's actually back on the Switch now.
Oh, it's awesome.
But I picked those guys because honestly, throw them a little, throw them in a rehabilitation tank, and they're back to go again next week.
Yeah,
there you go. No injuries.
The but they were overshadowed by the star of that game, Bones Jackson.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was who they were. Well, I went again. I hate to do this, but I went with Left Side Strong Side. I went with Remember the Titans because they only won, but and you made the point for me while ago. They ran four offensive plays. That defense had to play well. I mean, and when a guy goes down, they still rally and find ways to win.
Yep.
And that's a testament to the both coaches, not just Boone, but what was the other coach? I can't remember his name.
Oh, he's the bad guy in The Postman. That's
yes,
all
yeah. But
he's that guy.
Wait, you've seen The Postman?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen The Postman.
Oh, it's deliciously bad.
Also, by the way, I want to go with my honorable mention, and I did this in on purpose. For best defense, I went honorable mention Bobby Boucher because without Bobby Boucher, there was no defense on that team. Maybe the single greatest defensive force in all of pop culture movies.
Gatorade is better.
Yeah.
I was going to pick that team, but I didn't realize they gave up 24 points in the final game in the Bourbon Bowl, so I felt
did
like,
they really?
Yeah. Doing my research.
Well, I went with the prisoners from The Longest Yard, either one, because I figured, you know, if they're starting to lose, they'll just start stabbing people.
That's it.
What do they have to lose?
But if you remember, they gave up most of those points on kick return and defensive scores because they just started running, kneeling down and keeping it out of his hands all the
true.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who was your – again, I'm sorry. Who was your honorable mention?
The defense and the prisoners from The Longest Yard.
Oh, good defense.
I don't remember what their name is.
They were the Maulers or the Machine.
Okay.
Mean Machine.
The Mean Machine.
They were Mean Machine in both movies. Mean Machine. Mean Machine. all right, so did you have an honorable mention?
No, I did not.
All right, well, let's go to the most flamboyant position on the field and the prima donna. Let's go to wide receiver.
I'll be interested to see if anybody has something different from this, but it's got to be Rod Tidwell.
That's who
Show
I
me
got.
The money.
That's who I got. He's the guy that gets.
I skipped him. I was going to, but I skipped him.
Great role by Cuban Gooding Jr. I believe won an Oscar.
Oscar
for
winning
it,
more. He makes the dirty plays, goes over the middle.
Yep.
Undersized, but has a lot of heart.
Gets a scene where he gets almost knocked out, or he does get knocked out.
Probably the most unrealistic scene in the history of football movies. He is knocked unconscious. gets up, dances like a fool, and is allowed to stay in the game.
That movie's not... It doesn't hold up.
It's still good.
It's good, but it's a little cheesier.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's the, more of a love story.
Yeah, well, the whole scene of, how's your wife, Jerry? I mean, it kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who you got?
I got Clifford Blankman from The Replacements, or Orlando Jones.
Cliff Franklin.
Clifford Blankman.
No, it's Cliff Franklin. Cliff Franklin's like a one-man cold. Oh, he's the only one catching, only one coming down with
him. Yeah, then maybe my phone autocorrected.
That would be my honorable mention would be Clifford Franklin. Because
Orlando Jones doesn't get enough love. He's a good actor.
He's in The Replacement's a solid movie.
He's in...
Evolution is a solid movie.
Yeah, Evolution.
Waterboy? He's a kicker, right?
And what's that?
Waterboy? Isn't he in that?
No. It's a guy that looks like him.
Oh, not
it's a poor man's Orlando Jones. Racist. But no, yeah, and he's in Evolution, and he's amazing in that. And by the way, a caveat to him is my honorable mention. It's the one that's been given Stick'Em on his hands. Then he's unstoppable.
Yeah, there you go.
But you got to go. You got to have a workhorse on your team. So let's get to the most workman position on the field, the running back.
This was a harder category than I thought.
Yes.
But it's got to be Omar Epps, Darnell Jefferson.
You and I are
program.
On the same page. I mean, the number one recruited running back in the nation.
I mean, not only does he take the starter's job, takes his gal, Halle Berry.
I can't remember his name, but he says, tailback, I'm Darnell Jefferson. And the other guy goes, starting tailback. He says, I know, that's why they recruited me. Greatest line. Takes his position and his woman.
Yes, he does.
I went a little different here. I went Forrest Gump. Simple man, just get the ball and run.
Did he play running back, though?
I thought he was a kick returner, yeah. I thought. But, no, hey, if he got in on running back, we might as well leave him there.
Right, then I'll call an audible and go Al Bundy.
Oh, Polk High scored five touchdowns in the city championship.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you want?
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good choice. My honorable mention was Meggett from Longest Yard. He was fast.
He's hot in hair.
Yeah.
My honorable mention would have been LL Cool J in Any Given Sunday.
Yeah. When he stopped being selfish.
Yep.
Yeah. So that takes us to arguably the most important position on the team, and that would be QB.
Okay.
So who leads your team down the field, Tom?
So this one's kind of cheating.
Uh-oh.
But I feel like it's fair.
I cheated.
It is a... Shane Falco / Johnny Utah.
God damn it.
he doubles up. He doubles up. Why, Johnny Utah.
Yeah. I did Shane Falco also.
I'm pretty sure they're the same person.
Yeah, basically.
My problem with Shane Falco is he does have a history of choking. Yes, he played well in one game in The Replacements, but he still has that bowl
well
game looming over his head.
He did throw five interceptions in the Sugar Bowl. So, and Johnny Utah blew out his knee in the Rose Bowl.
That's true. He's weak. I'll give it to you, but he's weak is all I'm saying. Well, who do you got?
That's who I had, Shane Falco.
Oh, I went with Mr. Steamin' Willie Beeman, the best-kept secret in football and sports. Al Pacino sauce begrudgingly puts him in as a starter, and he turns a franchise around. Yeah. And then he moves to Arizona to become the franchise player in the brand-new expansion team.
That's true. So you know
he's valuable. I got Steamin' Willie Beeman. My honorable mention, though, and cheating a little bit on a different way, Flash Gordon. People forget that he was the New York Jets and league MVP when he was abducted to go to that planet. So, yeah.
That team has never been the same since.
Flash Gordon movie. I don't even remember. Does he even get home at the end of that? It's been so long since I've seen it.
Dude, I think
he's stuck on that planet. I think the New York Jets are the ultimate sufferers in this whole thing. And thus started their long-suffering descent into mediocrity when they lost their star quarterback, Flash Gordon.
All I remember from that movie is...
All right, so we know we've got all our positions, but let's decide what is the ultimate team in all of pop culture.
Well, we skipped wide receiver, by the way.
No, we didn't. You said Cliff Franklin.
Yeah.
And Rod Tidwell.
We had a whole thing about your autograph.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
You're right.
You were here.
Zoning out. Sorry.
You got Alzheimer's already?
You got to start drinking night and day on podcast. What you got?
Well, I don't want to do any spoilers because you both haven't seen the show and you should, but the 2006 Dillon Panthers overcoming major adversity to do things. Don't want to spoil it. But they're great.
Well, I'll give you that. What about you?
I did the movie Friday Night Lights, the Odessa Panthers.
Yep.
Same thing, same reason. The overcoming, putting it all out on the field, and just that's all around my favorite sports movie, probably.
It's a good one. I've got some friends of mine that don't like it because they're like, well, what is it about? I go, it's about awesome. That's what it's about.
It's about.
Is that what the Lego movie's about?
Yeah, but I cheated on my team, though. You actually never see my team play. But because my honorable mention is the Miami Sharks.
Okay.
And from Any Given Sunday, San Francisco has to be the best team because we do know San Francisco goes on to beat them in the championship game off camera. So they must be the best team in all of pop culture.
Nice, nice, nice.
So that's who I pick. I mean, they beat Al Pacino and Willie Beeman. They've got their shit together. But that's our list. I did want to say, I told him this, I've got two honorable mentions that we don't mention. Two kickers tie for the greatest kicker. That'd be Greg the Leg from The Replacements. Mm-hmm. And I forget her name, but Kathy Ireland's character from Necessary Roughness.
Absolutely.
And she goes down as the best looking football player in pop culture history. Has to be, right?
Yeah, probably.
Finkel. Turned out to be
Yeah. Well, that's a weird pick for you. Says a lot about you. What about tight end? I forget his name too, but the depth tight end from The Replacements. The only reason he wasn't taken because he couldn't hear, and people didn't want to take a chance on him.
Yeah.
And he was probably the best player on that team.
Yeah.
Him and Falco.
Isn't there like a legit depth player?
There's a lineman that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never is offsides.
Yeah.
That's what they say in the movie. Hey, at least he'll never be offsides. So that's what I've got. That, I mean, is there anything we missed out or anything we need to touch on?
Not in our pop culture. Who do you think would win in our lineup and teams?
You know, if we put together our special team, do you think they could take down all the other teams that we have?
I think so.
Obviously.
Of course.
I think they'd take down the Rams.
Yeah. Well, the Rams have lost. The Rams are losing the Super Bowl. I'm sorry to make my pick early. Drake showed up wearing a Rams shirt, so it's over. Drake is on the Rams side.
Who are you rooting for tomorrow?
I don't know who I'm rooting for, but I do have Mr. Riff Dree right over my shoulder.
Hey, what's up, man? We are starting our cook-off here. Can I take the floor for a sec? I don't know how that works.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm gonna start screaming to the audience.
No, you
no,
do
we'll
it.
Stop right
you know what? I'll pause it. You tell me, and I'll pause it, and we'll come right back into
house.
This. Because we're going to do some samples and some stuff, and then we're going to come back in.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the samples are going to be amazing.
Do you want to sit down in a little bit when we come back in?
Yeah.
So let's you know what? Hey, unintentional segue. Let's pause right now, drink some Bloody Marys, let Rick yell at the crowd, and then we'll eat some food. I like it.
Sounds awesome.
Hey, we are back from taking a nice, good break to drink one Bloody Marys and eat a lot of great food too, which is the sole reason we're here. But we did, as we alluded to before the break.
The sole reason.
Well, the second reason. Sorry, one of two reasons. The other two reasons to hang out with our buddies Andrew and Rick. And Andrew is busy behind the bar, which is where he should be. So I guess we'll settle with a consolation prize and we'll take Rick, which we're always happy to have on here. Now, you and I were kind of prepping just a bit ago is what we're going to talk about. And the first thing we wanted to talk about is, one, we haven't been here in a while, so we're so happy to be back. Thank you for reserving the table. Made us feel special.
Thanks for coming.
And second, let's first talk about what we're here for today and talk about the idea behind this second annual, right?
Yeah, this is the second annual. We do flavor competitions.
Flavor Uprising. I love it.
Yeah, if you join the Flavor Uprising, you're one of our patrons.
That's it.
That's right. So we believe in flavor. And if it's something that's coming around, whether it's Super Bowl or if it's October, Halloween, you want to do chili cook-offs.
Our favorite is the chili cook-off.
Yeah, we also have the March Hot Wing Madness coming up in a month.
I'll be going to that. That's a good one.
It's already selling out. First Saturday in March, or it could be the Missouri Bourbon Trail Fest if you like your whiskeys. 50 different whiskeys to taste. But the reason I'm saying these is because our events are not around just coming and eating. That's not what they're about. They're about coming and you're going to eat and you're going to get full, but it's about trying the new flavors. That's why you're here. Trying the whiskeys, trying the home brews. We do homebrew cook-offs. And here are the appetizers. Today is the pre-Super Bowl appetizer cook-off. Hopefully, people that come today will try some great food and they'll go home and say, I liked that Big K's glaze and those meatballs. I'm going to grab it on the way out today, and then I know what I'm making tomorrow for Super Bowl. That's really what this is about, is introducing people to new types of foods, new types of flavors, and then them going and doing it at home with their buddies tomorrow, and hopefully the Rams can win. I'm just saying that.
Wow. So you're rooting for the Rams.
Yeah.
Well,
I said earlier, you may not have heard us, but I said earlier, unfortunately the Rams are going to lose, and this has nothing to do with my preference, but every bit to do with the fact that Drake's rooting for them, and he may be the ultimate pop culture curse for sports teams.
Well, you can go, you know, astrology like you're going. That's fine.
That's it. That's it.
But for me, I actually was a Chiefs fan since Joe Montana came over from the 49ers.
Yep.
I'm talking about the 80s here. I've been a Chiefs fan a long time. But then they didn't beat the Patriots, so...
Yeah, I was rooting for the Chiefs as well. Right, I lived in Kansas City for a while, and when I lived there, I hated them. But now that I'm here, I like them.
Yeah, the stadium's great. The fans in Kansas City are great fans, I got to say.
They have the most exciting player in football.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Mahomes.
As a Chiefs fan, you have to be excited about having Mahomes. Best quarterback in franchise history probably already?
Yeah. Maybe. And, wow. And that's saying a lot. Lynn Dawson, Joe Montana for a short period of time.
Right.
But he certainly is the next evolution in quarterback that is the Aaron Rodgers – to what Mahomes does. I mean, he's doing basketball stuff. No looks, opposite direction, his pump fake. I mean, it's incredible to watch. It's fun. It's fun.
Listen to that. Wildcat was like the thing for a while, but he doesn't even do that. Like, his stuff is hard. You can't, that sidearm stuff he does, you just can't read it.
To
like,
adjust and reach around players to throw the ball, that you can't teach that.
No.
There's no teaching that.
There's a little bit of Tim Tebow when he was with Florida in that.
Yeah.
But only a much Tebow. Better arm. Much
only, I think Tebow did it because he didn't know any better. Mahomes, I think, actually has all the skill in the world.
Yeah. Right.
But so today though, the appetizer cook-off, and then the other thing that one thing that brought the flop out, my wife, the Bloody Mary bar. So I think we all kind of I think for the most part we all at least had one of the five. I did not drink the pickle because I absolutely hate pickles.
Yeah, people said that. I am a huge dill fan. I love dill. We have a dill rub that I'm a huge advocate of. Anybody that likes dill, they have to get that because you don't get dill rubs anywhere.
Right.
But that's kind of what beer sauce offers you, is it offers you 3, 4, 5 flavors you never expected to put together.
There, you do not have one version of anything.
Right.
You have multiple options. I don't care if you like chicken, ribs, barbecue, beer.
Brisket.
Whiskey, vodka, whatever. You offer multiple varieties of every single thing you do. Oh, man. You just got some shade thrown at you. Andrew walked by and said, you chose this guy? But so of the five we tried, I'll tell you what I tried, and I'll tell you what my favorite was. I did the Spooky's Friendly, the Sriracha, the Horseradish, and the Sweet and Spicy from Five Gym.
What do you think about the Five Gym?
It was for me, it was too thick.
Too thin?
Tastes like
thick. It really tasted like barbecue sauce thick.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's not to say it's bad. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
Now this is where I'm going to jump in, because the Five Gin, it's a sweet Bloody Mary mix. Now, when have you ever had a sweet Bloody Mary mix that you don't find them?
No, you're right.
And so if you want to try something different, or if you're somebody who doesn't like spice and you can never get a Bloody Mary mix that's for you, that would be the one for you. Now, maybe it's not 100% for everybody, but that's a great thing that we offer is, well, can you come in today? You get five to choose from. You choose two or three you like. You leave with your favorite one. You go do it at home tomorrow for the kid game. That's what beer sauce is about. Introduction to new flavor.
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite was the Sriracha. Mm-hmm. And I expected it going in, and maybe I was a little... my self-fulfilling prophecy there, because I know I love Sriracha. I love a little bit of a spicier one. But it wasn't because it was spicy. It was because there was a lot of flavor balanced with that spice.
Yeah.
But, Tom, what was your favorite of the Bloody Marys?
I don't do Bloody Marys.
Did you not drink any?
I don't.
He doesn't do them at all.
You're the worst person in the world.
He hates tomatoes. My favorite.
Tomatoes hate you.
That's probably true.
I'll jump in here, and my favorite was the horseradish.
I enjoyed it. That's my second.
About that one, and man, it had a lot of kick to it.
Now this is,
I'm paying for it a little bit in the heartburn area, but I liked it.
This is what I really like about that you like the horseradish. I was telling you this earlier. Spooky's is from the Illinois side of St. Louis.
Okay.
And we got them in this week. They're new to our store, but they have a horseradish Bloody Mary mix from the area of the world that creates 90% of the horseradish for all of us.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Illinois side creates 90% of all horseradish in the entire world.
Wow.
It's almost like Afghanistan.
Where is
and
that
opium.
Again? So, I'm sorry, where was it? Where was it over there in Illinois? Do you know?
It's two small towns.
We'll have to look at it.
Yeah, because they also do wasabi. Like if you eat sushi and you get wasabi, it's just horseradish. Real wasabi is not a real thing, and most of the wasabi comes from Illinois.
I'll be darned.
Wow, those are some fun facts.
My wife, the flop, told me a while ago, I think her favorite, which took me off guard, was the Sriracha. Is that right? Yeah, that's not something I expected out of her on
And just to note, she did do the pickle. It's very good. It's not spicy at all. It's not sweet. It's just very. It's a very solid Bloody Mary.
Huh. Okay. You know, and I probably should give it a sample because, I mean, I know what pickle does for flavoring.
Yeah.
So I bet I would enjoy it.
I think people would be seeing dill and they would think pickle and then they think vinegar.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's how it goes. That the dill is a spice. It's not a vinegar.
See, normally the reason I skip that one is because when I make a Bloody Mary at home, I like to add a dill pickle to it and then flavor it a little bit with the juice from the pickle jar taste.
Right.
And I was afraid that it would be too much, but it wasn't. It was very good.
Yeah.
I was telling, staying on the topic of Bloody Marys, I was telling Tom, and another shout out to a local business, I went for the first time since they've opened, we had the Shack for breakfast this morning. It's down at the end of K and N.
Oh, okay.
And that strip mall's down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a pretty solid Bloody Mary offering with a lot of good cheese and meat garnishes on it.
Nice.
And I don't know what at point Bloody Mary's turned into having like cheeseburgers and bacon. I mean, everything in the world is a garnish. But I'm kind of a purist when it comes to Bloody Mary. I do like a little bit of bacon, a little bit of garnish, but I don't like a garnish that's bigger than my glass.
I disagree.
That's you.
I want like a slice of pizza, a cheeseburger, throw some bacon on that.
That's a big deal now. That's a quiet craft
it's fun.
Mixology type industry that's slowly grown over the last
year. Time I ever had one of those was up in Lakefront Brewery. It came with a burger and pickles, olives, everything in it. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I ordered a meal and a second meal.
If you go to a Bloody Mary bar,
yep,
where they do them, they lay it out for you, and we do that about once every other month here, you'll get 7-8 items you never expected to have in that Bloody Mary. It's more like, again, you're just throwing it all together and seeing what sticks for you.
Well, I can tell you the exact moment in my life where Bloody Marys became a thing for me. I was visiting friends about 12, 14 years ago in Santa Barbara, California. We went to Sharky's for brunch on a Sunday. Me and my buddy, being from the Midwest, we knew no better. We walk up to the counter. Our best friend who we were visiting said, get the Bloody Mary bar. Get the top shelf. So you know those mini pitchers, like the small pitchers?
Yeah.
So we walk up and order. They took one of those pitchers. They filled it with ice, put half of it with vodka, and handed it to us. And we both looked at each other like we were on the West Coast from the Midwest and didn't know this world. And luckily, a person behind us tapped us on the shoulder and said, the bar's behind you. You make your own. And that's the first time I saw chocolate. Everything in the any like marshmallow. I saw like a marshmallow whip on it. Yeah, everything in the world you would like. What is all this?
Too far for me.
I gravitated to A1 and I've never looked back. I always put A1 in my Bloody Mary.
Like my wife.
But I mean, it was the first time, because to me growing up, Bloody Marys weren't even real Bloody. It was just V8. Yeah. And vodka, sometimes a beer, like a red beer.
And celery stick.
That's what I thought when growing up.
Yeah.
So that, I looked at it, I was like, well, when in Rome, I'm going to try it. And from that day on, I've been a massive Bloody Mary fan. And then I started traveling more in life, and I don't know that I've ever taken a flight without a Bloody Mary.
Well, it's all about mixing the flavors together. You have to do that. I'm gonna talk a little bit about this this smorgasbord over here with the wings, because to bring the beer guy, Andrew, in, me being the sauce guy, him the beer guy, they actually marinated the wings in beer all night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so thinking about the Bloody Mary bar, think about now on the food side, what can you do to food to make it different and crazy and exciting? And marinating the wings in beer all night, and then you take a bite into them, and they have that char on the outside, but they're still moist and tender on the inside. That's hard to do on a wing.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, in terms of what I had up there, and I know who my winner is going to be, but what surprised me were those brownies with that raspberry. Was that a beer? Or was that?
Yeah, Founders? It was Blushing Monk. Blushing Monk.
Yeah, Blushing Monk.
And Founders.
I've never had a very slow delayed fruit flavor in a brownie before that wasn't so overpronounced.
Right.
Those were unbelievably delicious.
Moist.
Yeah, oh, moist as can be.
I hate it when brownies come out and they're thick and they're juicy, they look great, and you bite into it and you're
it's
like a
dry.
Rock. It's a
you
rock.
You can play hockey with them? Yeah, that's not good.
No, the brownie was really good. And I drank that beer last night and I was not a fan of it. But it's good in a brownie.
And after we stop recording, I'm going to go back up.
You didn't like Blushing Monk?
I did not.
Oh.
He's given me crap before about how our beer ratings.
You guys are, you do your, everybody's right.
Yeah.
Nobody's wrong.
That's exactly right.
But Blushing Monk is super limited. It's so much fruit for the beer. And I loved the fact that Founders took a base Belgian.
Yep.
And they turned it into something special. We don't appreciate Belgians in St. Louis.
You're right.
Like we should.
I don't appreciate them.
I will eat more I will eat more Belgian waffles.
Yeah. Good man.
I'll stick to the waffles.
When we get done here, I will go back up and try the like six things I haven't tried yet over there.
What I like about this place is I'll come in, I'll get my IPAs and my pale ales that I usually drink, and I'll get one or two things outside of my wheelhouse, and sometimes they work out. That one did not.
To what he's saying, and you're right. This is the place where you get outside your comfort zone more than anywhere.
Yeah. Right. You know, the thing that I really love, actually, customers come in and they say, I'm trying to get into stouts, or I'm trying to get into sours, or whatever they're trying to get into, and we are the place that they're choosing. That makes me feel good.
Absolutely.
You know, they're choosing us to help them in their growth of flavor. That's what we're all about.
Well, I look at it this way. Like, when you come to a place like this, if you're kind of a novice, it could be like back in the day going to a record store or a CD store and feeling intimidated. And vintage vinyl. You feel like you're a nerd, and you feel like uncomfortable. Here, everybody's so nice, so friendly, so engaging.
And so nerdy.
So nerdy.
Thank you.
But engaging. Like, you feel comfortable.
You guys have made a good choice in the slow growth in employees that you've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every employee is compliments what you guys do perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was here last Friday, and I was bullshitting with a guy who I thought was just a customer. We were chit-chatting about different beers that I had had. I came in to get the Toppling Goliath.
Right, right.
Stuff,
new release.
I loved that. But I'm chit-chatting with him, and then I go to check out, and he comes over and rings me out. I'm like, oh, shit, I thought you were just a guy hanging out. He's like, no, I'm new.
But that's the ultimate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Who was it? Was it Sean? Was it Mike?
It was
a blonde guy.
The same one that works at First Watch.
Ben.
Nice guy. Ben. Super nice guy.
Like, he is super nice.
Well, you know, speaking of what you guys do here and do well, and you know, so I know some people are going to say, well, this sounds like a commercial, an infomercial for them. You go screw yourself. Of course it is. You guys have been our unofficial or official sponsor since even before you opened.
I feel like you owe us a couple six-packs, though.
this guy always an angle.
I like that. You never know till you ask.
I'm already delivering beer to your house
every
month.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does. But I will say this, though. That's true. Want to segue into other things you guys are doing and where you're going from here. And the biggest news is what you guys are building to my left over there.
I am so excited. Let me tell you this. Okay, from an entrepreneur's perspective, I was super afraid of food. It's expensive. There's labor. It's messy. I mean, it's all. They go out of business. Restaurants go out of business regularly. We were like, how do we be a retail shop and have the best option to bring this flavor to customers? And so we held off on the food for a whole year and a half, and then our customers demanded it. And guess what? When you're a business that's centered around community, you do what the people want. That's your goal. So we said, okay, people want us to have food. Let's do it. So
And people already thought you were a restaurant when you guys opened. Everybody would come in. I remember sitting here multiple times. We're like, oh, we thought you guys were a restaurant. So why even fight it?
Right, right. So we decided to just bite the bullet, and we built this barbecue bar. We have the sauce bar, the beer bar, and the barbecue bar. And all we say is, come on in. We'll give you a smoked meat experience. And that's all you say. And people are like, my mouth's already watering.
Well, I tell you this. When I first heard about it, and you guys, Tom beat me in. Like, you guys told Tom about it before I even got in to talk to you about it. Because I'm 90% of the time anymore, this is the only thing that for me that hurts anymore is because of how busy I am. I'm usually in when you and Andrew aren't here. And I've been friends with you guys for
years.
A good year before this opened.
Right.
And so but what's good is because the people that are here are still great, so I didn't hear about it. Well, Tom did. And my first thought, and this is a compliment, the movie Chef. With John Favreau,
oh, great movie.
It's almost, not to demean it, but a food truck design.
Yes.
For inside.
Yeah. We've actually been told that by customers as well. We're not trying to be a restaurant. We are not. We're not a bar. Okay. We serve beer, and now we're going to serve food. But it's all about coming in and trying something new. That's the purpose. Now, this is the difference. This is where our differentiation is. Let's say you get the pulled pork sandwich, and you got the sweet coleslaw on it, maybe the bread and butter jalapenos. and no sauce. That's how we serve it. You get your side, then you sit down, and you're in front of 50 different sauces and rubs. And you can choose the Carolina Moonshine Mustard. You can choose the barrel-aged barbecue. You know, you can choose all these different sauces, and we'll give you three options of, if you want to go Cajun, go this. If you want to go Carolina vinegar, go there. And then you can make your own at your table with all the sauces and experience the flavor how it should be. I think that's revolutionary. At least from my experience, I think it's going to be fun.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, your Carolina moonshine is my favorite sauce you guys
have. And I believe my wife was the first person to point out, you guys didn't even market this way to your wife. It's keto friendly.
So this is what you're going to do if you don't work?
That's it.
I'm on the clock.
I'm a.
Whose beer's that?
That's what just.
Oh, that Andrew's going to sit down and talk to us is what's going to happen, I think. I know it's not yours.
Right. I was going to say, I've been using that Carolina in meatloaf as opposed to ketchup.
Really?
Oh, man, it comes out spectacular.
You should have done that for the pre-Super Bowl appetizer cook-off. Why weren't you participating?
Yeah, but you know what, though? That's the other good thing about what you guys do. You have such a good, loyal clientele base that buys into what you do, and they buy your stuff. And you do, you got to, correct me if I'm wrong, people probably always come up and say, hey, I use this and that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, so good for you, Bender, to bring something that he never thought of to the table.
Throw a cup of brown sugar in there just to get it a little thicker.
Right, yeah.
And then mix a little bit in with your meat and then put the rest of it on top.
Uh-huh.
And then cook like 400 for however long, and then I think it's 45 minutes. And it caramelizes all over the top.
Yep.
It's got a hard outside and a really soft inside. Mm-hmm. Spectacular. It'll change your life.
Well, the Carolina Moonshine Mustard, it has that sweet mustard up front, almost like candy mustard, and sort of glazed well with the sugar. And then it has that moonshine bite. This is the key. Whiskey is magical. I'm just going to tell you that.
Oh, you're darn right.
Barrels are magical. Whiskey is magical. When we put our whiskey series together, they are our best sellers because it really changes the whole regular kind of normal Carolina mustard into a, wow, this is a complex, sweet, then a moonshine bite. I get the whole flavor. It's
hey,
it makes it 10 times better.
Tying back to your new your sandwich add-on.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that I did not know and Tom didn't know when you guys talked to him about it is the additional taps.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're doing 8 new taps. We'll 18.
Hey, good job.
Hey,
that's
you.
The best idea.
Yeah, we're going to have 18 taps. We're not doing 106 like some of these places do, whatever. We're doing 18, but 4 will be beer sauce beers all the time.
That's awesome.
You've done a good job with Missouri Brewing Company.
Yes, you guys have to give them a lot of credit. They do a lot with us.
You know, and you've had, for those that don't know and want to know how community-driven you are, a former, well, he still is, a St. Charles County home brewer who also now works for you, who didn't when you guys first opened for the first year. One of his beers was chosen by them, and they brewed his beer, the Orange Dream. What was it called? The
Orange Dreamboat.
Dreamboat. Very good beer. Yeah. Very good. And they did a good job taking it. It's not the same as the one he brought in, but it's the same on a macro level.
Very, very close. Well, any brewing company will tell you that a homebrew kit or a homebrew size batch will never translate exactly to a 10-barrel system. You can't do that, but they were really close.
Honors the hell out of it. It really does.
The homebrew competitions I'm really excited about because the winner of the homebrew competition, we guarantee that if they allow us, if they're on board, we'll brew their beer commercially. And
that's
they get to be the ones that brew it with Dave or with Sean or whoever's over there brewing.
When's that happening?
We don't have a date for our next one, but it'll probably be in May.
That's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you this. Maybe
we
should
do this, right?
Since Andrew, the beer guy, just put his beer down in a spot, maybe we should hold off on this beer talk and talk to him about it a little bit.
He's right here if you want.
Yeah. So I tell you what, let's pause, let's get us some drinks, and then let's get Andrew to sit down in here with us.
Yeah.
And
hold on. I have to work, so.
Yeah, well, let's say bye to Rick real quick.
Never mind. The sauce guy said he's going to work.
Well, then sit down. No,
first time ever.
No pause. No pause.
Dive right in.
Let's just take Andrew. Now, I want to...
We can get beers if you guys need beers.
I've got one. Here's the thing. It's the most sexist thing I've ever done, but I said, wife, get me a beer, and she brought one. But I didn't say it that way because I might get a black eye.
Yeah.
We don't have any black IPAs, though.
Yeah, her hands broke from volleyball, so she can't do it. But I will say
that's
this.
That's what it's from.
We just wrapped up about all the new stuff coming, And
oh, geez, what'd he say?
He said nothing but good things. But I brought up that one of the my favorite things is the additional taps.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I love that you're going to start keeping yours on hand at all times.
Yeah, yeah. So we just bought a couple of two-barrel fermenters that are going to live over at Missouri Beer. So we're collabing with those guys on and on. Am I right? Voice level?
You're good. No, he's listening, but I know you, so I turned it up a little bit.
Oh, I got you. I got you. I'll try and eat the mic. But, yeah, so we're going to be doing some contract brewing out of Missouri Beer using Mike and some recipes from Sean, who works here. So, and of course, Dave's going to be there to make sure everything turns out fantastic.
Now, before you sat down, Rick was starting to hit on it, and we kind of told him to hold off and let you
That's
talk about it.
That's not your wheelhouse,
bro. Because you had the homebrew competition once.
Yeah, right.
And you're going to do it again coming up here before too long.
Yeah, before too long. We don't have a date yet, so, you know. But we're definitely working on putting that together, and that's where one of our best-selling beers came from Michael Stewart, one of our great homebrewers, his Orange Dreamboat that we
called
it.
And now an employee. So I don't know if that means it's a success story, but we love Michael.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when you guys first opened, the very first private bottle share we ever did, he brought that after he brewed it the first time. And it was unbelievable. And and I know, and Rick kind of hit on it, it's very hard to go from a 5-gallon carboy to a 10-barrel brewing system. But they did a bang-up job on that.
Yeah, and obviously Michael put down a solid recipe, and then Dave jumped on with his knowledge of brewing. You know, he's kind of the godfather of brewing in St. Louis. So,
and you've been saying that. You gave him that title years ago.
Well, I'm sure someone else did, but, yeah, I'll take credit.
Well, the first time I heard it and meeting him was through you and all that stuff.
Sure, yeah, so, the dude.
I feel like the PC Bombcast has to put some sort of beer forward in this.
We should get together and brew a beer.
I think so. I got an idea for one,
and it's and
when does Jeremy have an idea?
Spoiler alert! It's Tom's idea.
Based on
his name, I've never seen it. So maybe, and we were not going to say it out loud, but maybe we should give it a try on what your name means and try a beer using that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, let's get together and
we'll brainstorm.
We should probably have beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So that's a good day. What else you guys got coming up soon? Because we talked about this event. We always know about the Chili Cook-Off in October.
Yeah,
which
we got the Wing March
That'll
Wing
be the next
Madness
big
is
one.
Coming up. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I think we're going to blow it out of the water this time.
Looking forward to that.
Just absurd amount of wings, I'm sure.
How much are the tickets for that?
Tickets for that guy, I think, are $15. $10 if you're going to compete. So we'll cap tickets around $50. So we're getting close. Buy them now on Eventbrite.
Now, what exact date of that week is that?
Oh, that one I want to say is...
It's March.
It's early March.
Not March 9th, is it?
I don't believe so.
If it's the weekend before, I'll be here.
I think it might be the weekend before.
And you'll appreciate this, Andrew.
Great people looking on there.
That's right. If it's March 9th, you will find me in San Diego at Ballast Point or Stones or one of those other places.
That sounds fun.
That's in walking distance of my hotel. So... with the family.
Was that planned?
Yes, yeah,
okay,
yeah. That was planned.
Man.
You
good
know
man.
Me. Yeah. What's cool, and I think...
March 3rd.
Oh, yeah, we're there. We'll be there. I'll buy tickets today.
So we're in for that. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have our additional 8 beers on draft by then.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the launch time for all of that. So,
is there still room to get wings in if you wanted to get wings in?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah, we're always taking entries. You can win 2 different ways. $50 gift card through People's Choice, $50 gift card through Judge's Choice. So
yeah.
That's our favorite part. We get to go around, and maybe we'll tap a couple of you guys to be judges, too. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Do you
wing eating contest at the end?
I think so. Maybe
$25 gift card.
Should we do quantity or heat?
Oh,
that's the question. Don't do heat because Richard will win it.
Yeah,
hit the worst chili ever, all the time.
I've told him.
I don't know, man. That's fun.
His chili. You smelt it and it hurt. That's the worst. Hey, I know this is kind of a hard question to answer, but you guys opened this with a vision.
Yeah, yeah.
And your vision was to grow it, and I still firmly believe you guys will grow.
Sure.
But you've kind of you've adapted and changed.
Sure.
What do you anticipate next after this?
Yeah, so really we're keeping the vision. We're just adding to the experience, right? So we're all about flavor. We have the sauce bar. We have the beer bar. So you're drinking a beer. You're tasting sauces before you buy them and take them home on both sides. And now we're doing this barbecue menu that's going to really focus on our rubs, our condiments, even things like our pickles. As well as our beer. We'll have a beer boiled brat. We're going to do a few other things like that. So a small, scalable menu that will increase focus on trying the sauces, trying everything on an actual food item, right?
Well, and I think it should be noted, too, because just because you guys are bringing your own menu and your own little restaurant, you're not forgetting where you came from.
Right,
other restaurants are still going to come in and do things.
Oh, yeah. No, we're a flavor experience, so we're a flavor room. We're just adding to that. We're not a restaurant. We're not just a retail shop. We're not a bar. We're the best parts of all of those. So, you know,
and this is not an insult.
Oh, no.
You're the small best part of both of them.
Exactly.
It's not like you're trying to be everything to everybody.
Right.
What's good is you and Richard do the things you like.
Sure.
And you really focus on it because, you know, in business, there's this unwritten rule that if you like it, there's at least a million other people that like it. Luckily for both of you, you just happen to be in the heart of St. Charles County where everyone loves your taste, and it's working.
Yeah, when we're having fun with it, you know, things are going well business-wise. We're growing. We're doing bigger events like this. But, you know, it's just exciting. It's fun. And, you know, we get to see people we've known, you know, forever showing up to our spot to hang out, you know.
Well, I know this is counterintuitive to what you're trying to do about getting your name out, but I'm rooting for another invite-only bottle share.
Oh, yeah.
So, because that,
I think that needs to happen soon.
And you've done some amazing things, but that was like one of my favorite beer drinking experiences ever.
Oh, yeah.
When there was just 10 of us when you first opened.
Right.
And we just all shared some beers that and no one else was getting in. It was after hours.
Right, right.
That was so enjoyable.
Yeah, just a chill evening. So
with some good people.
Yeah, I think you brought some stuff back from
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, yeah.
Yep, I've recently had some stuff from, and you can correct me. I'd like to ask your opinion on this. One of our one of his buddies brought up some craft breweries from Kentucky.
Okay.
And when he brought them back, we were drinking them. I go, I'm going to be honest with you. And he brought up what he thought was four beers from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Turned out three of them were from somewhere else.
Oh, really?
And this is not me pooping on Kentucky, but I was like, you know, maybe the one state I've never heard of big craft coming from.
Sure, sure.
Beer-wise.
Yeah.
Now, whiskey, that's a different story.
Oh, yeah. No, they have that covered.
I think people should also know about some of the other things you do, and we talked about it on the podcast. We did a podcast last week, but was awful as can be, so we didn't release it. But my buddy from who's a big bourbon fan from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, he and I both love the Good News version of your whiskey the best.
Yeah.
We love the other one, but the Good News ones, there's something
you get those vanilla notes, and that's just attributed to that barrel that we got from Dan,
and that's it.
Really, Josh is the one working the magic.
It's that sweet finish that we loved about it.
Oh, yeah. And it's that smoothness, just a touch of bite, but really fantastic, yeah. And then we collab with Missouri Beer. We did one of our Imperial Oatmeal.
And that tasted more of a traditional earthy whiskey.
Exactly, yeah. And then the third one was very similar. It came out with a lot of spicy notes.
You said third one?
Yeah, so we have a third one. We're waiting on the official release of that. But so I went down to Copper Run. I blended up three different barrels. We tasted through 12 or 13 of them, found what worked, finished them in three different beer barrels.
Oh,
so that
okay.
last one is from Missouri Beer Company, and it gets almost, there's no rye in it, but it almost has that rye-like character.
So that's a kick in the back. So for those that don't know and maybe are more whiskey traditionalists, that would be the equivalent of a campfire from High West,
where it's
blended from a handful of different barrels and
stuff like that. So we finished it. For about 3 or 4 months in each of those beer barrels.
When does that come out?
Giving up. So that third one, we actually, since the spicy notes came out, my buddy does beef jerky called Jody's Meat.
Oh, yeah.
So he has really hot jerkies, and we were hanging out, tasting it, and we tried some of his spicy jerky, and it paired really well. So we're going to be releasing that in conjunction with some of his jerkies. So they pair really well together.
Awesome.
So yeah, look for that one coming. But right now the Missouri beer and the good news that you mentioned are available. And we've got a special run, and when you buy two, you're going to get them for a pretty good discount.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, of your initial order, have you guys half sold, or where are you at on it?
Yeah, we've got them stacked underneath the new table that we're adding here.
Oh, that is well less than
so
half.
So, yeah, we're moving through it, so thanks for helping, guys.
Yeah, that is well less than half. And they were really good. I came here opening night.
They're whiskeys. Yeah, I brought two neighbors up, and they both bought a bottle.
All right. Yeah, one other event I'm real excited about is our Mother's Beer School. They renamed the beer. The beer formerly known as MILF is now Matterfamilias. So I guess they're trying to
PC.
I guess trying to grow up there, but you know, makes sense. It is an impressive beverage. So the crew from Mother's will be up here we're going to tap it. We're going to have some other fun stuff on draft as well, and then we'll be releasing Matterfamilia for 2019. So
boy, I tell you what, they are plugging the crap out of that. Is all over social, not just you, but the Matterfamilia is everywhere
and they're doing a good job. The buzz is there, yeah, for sure.
Mothers is doing a great job.
They really
now that
are.
They're a little more widely distributed,
exactly.
It's fitting them well.
Oh yeah, no, they're keeping up with it.
Well, I know you put Rick in charge of take care of the customers, so you're gonna have to get back.
Yes, sir.
But just anything else before we sign off that people should know about? And we've missed you. We haven't been in a while, so I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, let's get it going again. We'll definitely have you guys out at the Wing Fest next month. And then we'll have you as guest judges, I think makes sense. And
I'm there.
We'll take into consideration the wing eating contest. I'm sure if we ask Rick, he'll want to go with the heat endurance contest.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I'm going to put my son in.
Yeah.
I'll sign a waiver.
We may have to do a collaboration with someone on that. Maybe team up with.
I forget what it's called, the atomic hot sauce that you guys have.
Oh, jeez.
Like that.
Jeremiah did?
Hole in you.
Holy cow.
I put a little bit on a taco last night, and it ruined my whole dinner.
Oh, no.
So
he's like just dumping on.
So we got to vote. And then we got to come back and wrap up on the whole football aspect of this episode. And
I forgot about that game.
But yeah,
up.
The big game, which we don't mind saying Super Bowl. Sue us. What are you going to get?
Yeah. Right.
But we, as always, good times. Food was great. Bloody Marys were great. I chose the Sriracha as my favorite.
Okay.
My wife did too, which was a shock because she's a pickle girl. I thought Dill was going to win.
Right.
But everything worked out, man. As always, it's a good event, and we're so happy to be here.
Well, thanks for coming out, guys. Appreciate having you, and I'll get back behind the bar and start pouring up
some
drinks.
Get to work.
All right,
guys. Need a beer
thanks,
soon.
Guys.
All right. Hey, let's pause. Let's associate with the Bender Familia that just got here, speaking of Matters Familia. And then let's wrap up with your quiz, a couple shots about the big game, and then we'll call it a day.
All righty.
All right.
We are back.
Well, on that note, we're back.
Everybody. Rock your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't they coming to St. Louis? Probably.
I would go see them. I'd go see them.
They're coming to St. Louis.
I'll go
with
see them.
I think so. I think they're coming. I'll get up.
By the way, that's the first time I've ever let anyone else say we are back is when Bender just said that. But we are back. We are back for the third segment.
All right.
And I want to wrap up on football. And
let's do it.
We've got a quick trivia from Tom for the you and I.
Okay.
And then, but before that, I want to tell you guys I got a tweet a while ago. Usain Bolt just tied the official fastest combine score for Super Bowl weekend. They're out doing stuff. He did it in normal tennis shoes and sweatpants with no stretching and went out and ran a 4.22 40. Because that just shows you Olympic speed is a different monster.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Usain Bolt's at the downside of his career because he's done.
Yeah.
But that's stupid fast.
Well, he got cut from the Australian team, didn't he? He was playing soccer.
I know he's I know he's done. He's done with them. Whatever team he was on.
Yeah, he got drafted and he played for a little while, and then now
he scored a couple of goals.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And we,
Australian
me and Hayden,
football?
Australian soccer. Yeah,
Hayden wanted one of his soccer jerseys because she likes him, and here's the problem with him: always offsides because he's so fast.
Yeah.
Hey, And real, you know what? That's a good point. Before we're speaking football, we always sneak this in real quick. $738 million total was spent on trade season, and it's over. Are you guys happy, or is there any notes from soccer, world football? Anything of note that sticks out in your mind?
So let's reestablish once again. Who's everybody a fan of?
Tottenham.
I've said this here and there, and I've tried backing off, but I really do like some of the guys on Man U, so I'm still rooting for them.
All right, well, yeah, they got Ole now as their manager, and they've righted the ship, and now we're looking at a Champions League spot, so that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, what, they're at 7 in a row or something like that?
Well, they tied Burnley this week. So.
Yeah, did they? I didn't see their score this week.
Coaching change, and they're doing great.
But they're in a nice winning streak. They handed Mike Tottenham their hat when they played them. But
and Tottenham, we should really bring up that Tottenham's a switch for you since the beginning of this podcast.
Well, it's a fair switch.
I do like Tottenham
Arsenal because of Kroenke.
Yeah, it's a good
segue. And trade season's up, and Neymar's out for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
For PSG.
Patrick Kane is out for me, but yep. Song's picked up. He's done a good job. And Tottenham had their third win in a row in the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, beat Newcastle today 1-0.
Now, are you happy with your club?
Liverpool's on top. What's not to like?
Well, it's never over until it's over. They had a gift given to them by Newcastle.
They really did.
And they didn't capitalize on it by tying Leicester City, your former team.
Yeah. It's a
You've
very
been dating around.
It's a very fun year.
It's his first real year. He's allowed to date around. He's allowed.
It's okay. It's all right. I get it.
And I'm sorry I'm blanking on his name now, but America's the face of America soccer soon going forward. What's his name? He just
Christian Pulisic is going to go to Chelsea.
No, not him.
Kid from St. Louis,
Tyler Adams, maybe.
He's from O'Fallon or whatever.
I have to look it up. I don't know, but he just made his first start. Had like 36 touches, 4 one-on-ones, one. I mean, just had these.
Is this in he's in the Bundesliga, I think,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes, that's
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's the guy from O'Fallon.
Yeah, and everybody says he's the greatest American prospect we've had.
Yeah.
And
it's Pulisic.
What's that?
Pulisic is the greatest American prospect we've had.
That's what they're saying. That's what the world is saying.
I think he's only like 19 or something.
19 exactly. And he's,
I don't even know Pulisic's 21 yet.
Really?
But there's some great American prospects overseas.
Shit, Pulisic, Chelsea's paying $40 million for him. I mean, like, that's unheard of.
That's nice.
That's probably twice as much as the best other American has gotten.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
The MLS is kind of fucked up, but that's another story for another time. So let's get into real football, otherwise known as American football. Let's play some trivia here. All right.
Let's do it.
Football quiz. I have an exclamation point in my show notes. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you a fictional football team.
Okay.
You tell me the show or the movie it's from. First to, we'll say four. I've got 12. Do you want to do four?
Let's go first to four.
All right.
That'll work.
And you can obviously steal if the one can't get it right. So who wants to start off?
I'll go first.
All right. The Orlando Breakers.
Coach, the TV show.
Bang!
Good one.
1-0 Bender. Jeremy.
I'm ready.
Adams College Adams.
That would be Revenge of the Nerds.
Correct, sir. 1-1.
I would not have gotten it.
Honestly, this one was for Missy, but maybe you guys could get it.
That's all right.
The Rydell High Rangers.
Can I steal if he misses?
Yeah.
All right.
Rydell High. Is it?
I know this.
Is it Riverdale?
No.
You completely misread your audience because it's one of my favorite movies, Grease.
Oh, it is Grease. I knew the name. I couldn't figure it out.
So we got 2-1.
All right.
Jeremy, for
yes,
your
sir.
Third point, and you're going to get this one, the West Cannon Coyotes.
Oh, that would be West Cannon Coyotes would be I Don't Want Your Life, and that would be, oh, God, why am I blanking on the name of the movie? Fucking James Vanderbeek, Billy Bob, John Boyd. Hold on.
I'm going to give you 10.
Hold on.
9.
8. Varsity Blues.
Dang, got it.
I can name everything that had to do with the movie.
All right, so 3-1.
Yep, domination.
Now, Bender, we have mentioned this in the show already.
Okay.
The Miami Sharks.
Any Given Sunday.
Correct.
Good one.
Now, this is a good one. 3-2.
This will be for the win.
Three to win for the win.
We need a buzzer.
The Rapid City Monuments.
Rapid City Monuments?
Uh-huh.
Rapid City Monuments. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Boy. I don't want to ask for clues. I don't want to ask for a hint. I just want to say Rapid City.
5 seconds.
Flash.
No, sir.
The Replacements.
You know I had a good disimpression in.
Oh, they played the Gotham Knights.
The Dark Knight.
Good call. Good call.
Only reason I did it. All right, so it goes to Bender.
Yep.
Okay.
Very easy one.
Okay.
Polk High Panthers.
Polk High Panthers.
You gotta be kidding me.
You literally mentioned this already in the show.
I don't know. Friday Night Lights.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing about the nudie bar. It's where the beer gives you gas and the Bundys kick ass. That's Married with Children.
There you go.
I know what team he played
the
for.
The winner.
There you go.
That's four. Round them out.
So we got four more. So first one, jump in.
Hey,
South Central Louisiana Mud Sharks.
Waterboy.
That's
correct.
It.
The Los Angeles Stallions.
That'd be that's any given Sunday?
Nope.
Oh, Los Angeles Stallions.
I don't know. Last Boy Scout?
Correct.
Oh, good one. Good one.
The Ampipe Bulldogs.
The what?
Ampipe Bulldogs.
Ampipe Bulldogs.
Ampipe.
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 I don't know.
I will give you hints on who's in the movie. Tom Cruise, Leah Thompson.
Oh, All the Right Moves.
Correct.
Wow.
And finally, I know Jeremy for sure will get this. The ESU Timberwolves.
The Program.
Bang!
Okay. I've never watched that one.
Oh,
what?
Fantastic.
Jeremy Carter just shit himself listening to this episode. His favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Oh, man.
Starting plays on the defense.
Doesn't make me want to watch it.
Very good quiz. Maybe one of your best quiz. That was fun.
That was good.
Hey, let's wrap up. Before we sign off, let's jump into the big game. Let's talk couple questions about the big game. Over, under, how many PC movement, whether it's Me Too, whether it's whatever it is, commercials are we going to see on the Super Bowl? I'm going to say 5. Tom?
Taking the under.
Taking the under.
I'm taking the over 6.
Taking the over 6. The only thing that makes me want to take the under is the fact that they booted out marijuana commercials.
Correct.
Next year,
have you
coming
seen the
in.
Commercial?
Coming in strong.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's a perfect commercial.
That's all beer commercials putting that down, guaranteed.
That is lobbying against. That's what happens when lobbyists take charge.
Which that's crazy because Budweiser just put big money into into weed.
Yeah,
they don't want you to know that yet. You know what I mean?
They announced it on
Forbes. Speaking of, I just heard an excellent interview with Mike Tyson next year opening up the Tyson Ranch. Which will be one of the largest weed growers on the planet. He's a partner with them. Well, and it'll be a destination vacation to where you can smoke weed with Mike Tyson.
Most Tyson ranches actually kill chicken.
What's that?
Most Tyson ranches kill chicken.
That's in Arkansas.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got the over-under in that. What else
we got?
I think
there's going to be a lot of immigration commercials.
That could be too. Okay, over-under on political commercials. I will set the bar at 20.
20.
Oh, way under.
Real high.
Way under.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
I just feel. Oh, let me
going
rephrase
7
it.
Total.
Let me rephrase it. It will feel like 20.
Yeah,
how about
feel
that?
Like 20.
Yeah, that might be true.
All right. So,
how many commercials for Facebook? Just out of curiosity, they've had a bad year. They have to have at least one.
What's how many?
How many times do you think Facebook's going to air?
One commercial.
One.
Yeah, one.
You think
commercial.
So? Okay.
Let's go ahead and get in brass tacks here. Who wins?
Patriots 31, Rams 20.
I'm going to go Rams 34, Patriots 28.
I think I'm rooting for the Rams.
I'm rooting for the Rams.
But I will say I think it's 31-28 Patriots on a field goal driving down, which Tom Brady does. I feel like the worst thing to do in sports is tell Brady and Belichick you're not going to win. That's the worst thing to do. They are a friend. Also, Brady retires. Nick Foles comes over, and the tradition continues.
Big Dick Nick.
Yeah, tradition continues. Anything we got to sign off on before we wrap up? We've done well over an hour.
No.
Obviously for St. Louis, it's kind of a conflicted weekend. Not for me, not that big of a deal, but you can't root for the Rams. terrible puff piece in Yahoo Sports of Dan Wetzel.
That is big time. You nailed that.
Like, I don't know if you all read it, but it is the biggest puff piece I've ever read.
So bad. So bad. Is he a great guy? Is that what we're to assume?
So Dan Wetzel wrote a puff piece on Stan Kroenke. And basically, like, oh, St. Louis was doomed, and he had to do it. It's like,
oh, fuck that guy.
Look.
Exactly.
My whole thing the entire time is I don't blame anybody for trying to make their business more profitable, better. And he clearly wanted to do that.
Which.
Don't torch the city on your way out.
Yeah.
Don't let us spend $2 million trying to keep you when you knew you were.
Oh, $13 million.
And Stan certainly, he intentionally undercut the city, intentionally tanked in order to do this. St. Louis had nothing to do with it. It was all Stan. I mean, Jeff Fisher getting extensions, two contract extensions. The guy's had one winning season in the last 14 years.
St. Louis's Super Bowl will be when that guy is on the stands.
That's
all I want. And I think at some point he'll settle and he will pay off the Dome's lease, which I believe is $130 million.
Hey, I think so, yeah.
Last question. How many cool trailers are we going to see during the Super Bowl? And will there be a surprise? I think there'll be a surprise. I don't
know
what it is.
Who do you think?
I don't know. It's going to be comic book related, but we're going to see one that's not popped up.
Speaking of trailers, just go off. Did you watch the Fast and Furious trailer?
I loved it.
It's
a superhero trailer. It's a superhero trailer.
Just when I was out, they pulled me back in.
Idris Elba's an evil supervillain.
Yeah. All in. By the way, we both posted on the same
Yeah, I'm
yesterday.
On board. Oh, did you use the Facebook page?
I did the Facebook or Twitter, but we both posted two different posts for the same thing.
It's so good, so good. I'm excited. I got to tell you this. On a side note, I'm more excited this year. I know being in St. Louis is not a popular opinion. This may be my most exciting Super Bowl in a while.
Really?
What?
I have no interest in it.
Yeah. It's because I don't have a dog in the fight, and I legitimately don't know who might win.
But you, I would hope, don't
like
either team.
Last year was better than this.
No, I'm not a fan of either team. But because I'm like, what was last year? Last year was
the Eagles and the Patriots.
I wanted the Eagles to win, but I'm not talking about result-wise. I'm talking about going in. Both teams are good. Both teams have a chance to win. I thought the Eagles had no chance last year, and they won. So that was great.
Well, you're a 49ers fan, so.
But I'm talking about going into it, I feel like
it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I feel like it really
is. I think
the Patriots win comfortably.
I don't think it'll be that Monday night football between the Chiefs and the Rams, but I think it's going to be a damn good game. Hopefully I'm right.
But if you don't, like most of St. Louis, care about the game, apparently if you have TiVo is only doing the commercials. Like, you can fast forward. Like, you know, normally, like, TiVo, you do that boop, boop, and you can skip through.
Wait, TiVo's still a thing?
It is.
I didn't know either.
Apparently, you can skip through the game and just go straight to all the commercials on TiVo, which I guess
How
is pretty cool.
About that?
Yeah, I guess, I'm in. You know? Hey, let's hopefully we have a good Super Bowl, and let's let's shoot for a weekday this week to do a normal episode. It's been a while.
Sounds good.
Let's do a normal episode. Just you and I come up with a comic book episode soon.
Yep.
And let's finish up our beers. I got to go to a birthday party, so let's wrap up.
I got to go downtown.
Tom, you take us out, my man. Wait. Take us out like you always do. Give us a quick update and then say your site.
Well, hey, they've been gone for 2 weeks, but happy to see them back in my life tonight. 6 o'clock against the Columbus Blue Jackets by the time you listen to this. You'll know the result, but only 3 points out. Still some life in him.
Unbelievable.
How about it? Let's go Blues.
And?
Bye. Hold on to your butts,
and
guys.
And we were going
to
play the music. That's our episode. Thank you. Thank you, Beer Sauce. Thanks, everybody. Good time. Been a long time since we've been on location. Good time.